Ketchikan Republican Kyle Johansson proposed the resolution, which urges the federal government not to implement roadless rural protections or, quote, otherwise restrict the development of necessary hydroelectric projects in the Tongass National Forest and the Chugach National Forest. According to Johansson, the resolution is partly aimed at clearing up what he saw as gray areas for projects in roadless portions of the forest. For instance, Johansson said Ketchikan's Whitman Lake project was already permitted under the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission process, but he said federal officials have yet to clarify what impact the roadless rule will have on projects already permitted by FERC.
You would assume that it would be okay. You would assume that we would be fine, but we don't know yet. So hopefully by putting this resolution through the system, perking some ears up between today and the time it gets passed out of the Senate, we will have on the record some sort of indication as to how these projects will be treated. As well as projects that haven't even started yet, we're of course assuming that they will be fully covered by this rule. But we're really trying to flesh out how this affects projects that are already permitted or ones that are already in the permitting process.
Federal Judge John Sedgwick reinstated the roadless rule on the Tongass this month when he threw out an exemption that had prevented implementation of the 10-year-old conservation law here. His decision was the result of a 2009 lawsuit filed by Cakes Tribal Government as well as conservation and visitor industry groups. Despite the exemption, there were roadless restrictions on the Tongass prior to this month's court ruling. Since May of 2009, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack issued a memorandum assuming decision-making authority for proposed law logging or road building in roadless areas while, quote, long-term roadless policy is developed and relevant court cases move forward. Local officials say that redelegation of authority to Washington, D.C. has caused problems for the community of Sitka, which is trying to expand its Blue Lake Hydro project to meet electrical needs. The project involves cutting trees in a roadless area, which requires secretarial approval. According to Sitka Electric Utility Director Chris Bruton, that's delayed the FERC process.
We submit our license application to FERC in November. We met with them in December, and they pointed out that despite the fact that Blue Lake has been an existing project for 50 years, there's still a roadless rural impact to the project. So we met with the Forest Service, and we sent in a request for the Secretary to rule this in September of last year. I met with Undersecretary Harris Sherman of the USDA about 3 weeks ago on our legislative visit to D.C. They have had the package since February 2nd, and their response was, you know, we've only had it for 30 days. We'll get to it whenever we can.
Bruton testified that time was of the essence for the project. Not only has Sitka reached its hydroelectric capacity, but Bruton testified that 90% of Sitka voters approved bonding for the project, and the community issued the bonds in November.
The problem is those bonds have a 3-year requirement to begin construction. We have a very short window for construction to minimize our diesel operations. We anticipate FERC taking a year to get our license done once they start work on it. So we are simply bumping up against a serious time frame about meeting our bond covenants and our bond requirements, and we can't afford to wait on the Forest Service to do this issue. It's a critical issue for our community. And we are extremely frustrated with the whole ordeal, if you will.
While the Secretary of Agriculture currently retains roadless decision-making authority, that's not required under the roadless rule itself. The rule generally prohibits road building and logging in inventoried roadless areas of forests across the country. However, it does specifically allow for some exceptions, like federally funded roads between communities and utility corridors. Tom Waldo is an attorney for Earth Justice, which represented the plaintiffs in the Tongass roadless lawsuit. Waldo was not at this week's legislative hearing, but he says the resolution reflects a basic misunderstanding of the roadless rule.
The roadless rule does not require secretarial approval for hydro projects. The secretary approval requirement is a temporary measure resulting from a lawsuit filed by the state of Wyoming that has created uncertainty about roadless area projects around the country. That case has been pending on appeal for over a year now, and we expect a decision soon that should clear up the uncertainty and get rid of that secretarial approval requirement.
Waldo says the roadless rule itself does not prohibit hydroelectric projects. He says supporters of the roadless rule in southeast Alaska also support what he calls fish-friendly hydro development. However, the Forest Service has remained relatively mum on how it sees roadless affecting hydro or other developments on the Tongass. The agency has repeatedly said it's still looking into the issue since the court ruling. Spokesman Ray Massey.
We understand people's frustrations, and we understand that, you know, people's livelihoods, jobs, and or maybe cheap power, other things like that are very important to them, are at stake here. And it's because of that that, you know, we're putting together information and checking it back with our Washington office to make sure that when we do come out with information, it's correct, and so we don't come back to somebody 3 weeks later and say, oh, I'm sorry, you know, we made a mistake, not this one. We don't want that to happen.
No one from the Forest Service spoke at the legislative hearing. Without objection, the Special Committee on Energy moved the resolution forward. It next goes to House Resources. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.